I don't want to dump this on people anymore. You used to call your sister. You used to talk to your best friend at lunch. You used to send your mom the long voice memo when something was eating at you. Lately, you don't. You hear yourself starting to share, and a different voice cuts in. I've talked about this too many times. They're tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it. So you stop, change the subject, and carry it home alone. If you don't want to dump on the people you love anymore, that's not selfishness or coldness. That's emotional fatigue, and it's a sign you've outgrown what self-help and friend help can hold. The next step is professional support that doesn't run on a friendship's emotional budget. Therapy, medication management, and TMS therapy all do work that conversation alone can't. The unpaid therapist problem. Friendship isn't designed to do the work of a clinician. When you keep handing the same wound to the same person, two things happen. They start running out of capacity. You start feeling like a burden, whether they say so or not. The American Psychological Association calls this caregiver fatigue, but it doesn't only affect formal caregivers. Anyone who keeps holding emotional weight for someone they love eventually hits a wall. You can feel them hitting it. They love you. They also need a night off. So you stop calling, and the wound keeps doing what wounds do when nobody's looking. It grows. You're not too much. You've just been carrying too long. The voice that says, "I'm too much," is the voice of someone who has been alone with this for too long. Try this. Imagine your closest friend, the one who would still pick up at 2 a.m., sitting across from you. Now imagine they're saying what you've been saying. Things are heavy. I haven't slept. I don't know how to stop crying. I'm tired of being like this. Would you call them too much, or would you sit closer? The standard you hold for yourself is harsher than the one you hold for the people you love. That's not a character flaw. It's a symptom. Depression and anxiety amplify the inner critic. The clinical word is rumination. Why a clinician changes the math. A therapist isn't your friend, and that's the point. They have hours. They have training. They have the bandwidth to hold the same story week after week without it costing them sleep.
They've also worked with hundreds of people who say exactly what you're saying right now. Your story is not too heavy for the room. According to a 2023 American Psychological Association survey, around 76% of patients in regular therapy report meaningful improvement within 8 to 26 sessions. That's not because therapists are wizards. It's because they have tools you don't have, and they have the time to use them on you specifically. The phrase your friends actually want to hear. Most people who love you don't want you to stop sharing. They want you to stop carrying it all alone. The phrase they want to hear isn't "sorry to dump this on you again." It's "I'm getting professional help, and I might still need you sometimes for a hug." That sentence does three things. It tells them you're not asking them to fix it. It tells them they didn't fail you. It lets them stay close without the pressure of being your only lifeline. What a real session looks like. If the idea of starting therapy feels heavy, try thinking of it like this. 1 hour. A room or a video call. A trained person whose only job for that hour is your inner world. No reciprocity. No guilt.
No worry that you're taking up space. You walk in, you start talking, they listen, ask questions, and offer tools. You leave with something to try. Compare that to the way you've been doing it. Whispering it to a friend in the parking lot, texting at midnight and feeling bad in the morning, editing yourself in real time so you don't sound dramatic. There's no comparison. The room exists for you to take up. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we make starting easy on purpose because the hardest part is walking in. Counseling that holds the weight you've been holding alone. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy, and we work with trauma-focused approaches when something older is driving the load. You can be honest in this room without protecting anyone from it. Medication management when therapy alone isn't enough. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, or others depending on your history. We adjust based on how your body responds. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when depression has worn down your motivation to do the work.
TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of the brain that handle mood and energy. It's FDA cleared and drug-free. 6-week course. Many patients tell us TMS gave them the floor they needed to start using therapy properly again.
frequently asked questions. What if I can't afford therapy? We work with most major Utah insurance plans, Select Health, Regents, Cigna, Aetna, United, and most Medicare plans. We also have sliding scale options on a case-by-case basis. Cost is rarely the actual reason people don't start. Don't let it be yours. Will I have to retell my whole life story? No. A first session is a conversation about what's hard right now, not an autobiography. You share what you want to share. The deeper material comes later, only when you're ready. How do I know if I need medication or just therapy? You don't have to know. That's the clinician's job. Many patients start with therapy alone, see how the body responds, and add medication only if needed. Some start the other way around. Both paths work. A 15-minute call beats a year of carrying it alone. You don't have to text another friend at midnight tonight. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. One call.
We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what makes sense for your specific situation. No pressure to commit on the phone. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.